Basic training for NVDA, release date 2 February 2017. Thank you for your interest in the official NVDA training materials. This free sample is an extract from the full Basic Training for NVDA module. As well as this introduction, this sample includes the following chapter. Chapter 11, Review Cursor. Note that the Review Cursor section does assume some previous knowledge covered in the earlier sections in the full module. It should be useful, however, in providing an understanding of the way the book is structured and the depth of information provided. This audio sample is provided in one MP3 file to enable it to be streamed directly from the web. The full version is broken up into topics and activities and includes full DAISY markup. If you find this sample useful, you are encouraged to purchase the full version from NVAccess. Basic Training for NVDA is the first module in the official set of training materials for learning to use the free NVDA screen reader. The purchase price of the full version supports the work of NVAccess and our ability to provide the NVDA screen reading software free of charge. 11. NVDA Review Cursor Basics. The aim of this section is to explore the NVDA Review Cursor. The Review Cursor allows reading backwards or forwards through text without moving the caret. The Review Cursor can also report spelling and formatting information. Goals for this section: use the Review Cursor. Obtain formatting and spelling information. Copy from Review Cursor. Tether Braille display to Review. 11.1. Introducing the Review Cursor. So far, when moving around a document in WordPad or a web page in Internet Explorer, the caret or focus has moved. The Review Cursor can read ahead or back through text without moving the focus. This can be useful for checking information elsewhere in a document to refer to at the caret. Press numpad plus 7 on a laptop that's NVDA plus up arrow to move the Review Cursor up one line. Press numpad plus 8 on a laptop that's NVDA plus shift plus full stop to read the current line the Review Cursor is on. Press numpad plus 9 on a laptop that's NVDA plus down arrow to move the Review Cursor down one line. When using the up and down arrows, the caret moves to the current point in the previous or next line. When moving the Review Cursor by line, the Review Cursor always moves to the start of the line. If using a Braille display, by default, the display will be tethered to the focus. As the Review Cursor moves, the Braille display stays with the caret, so the output does not change. Let's use the Review Cursor now. Activity: Introducing the Review Cursor. 1. Open WordPad and type the following lines. Meadow all quiet, eagle swoops down, catching lunch, daisies bask in sun. 2. Press numpad plus 7 on a laptop that's NVDA plus up arrow once. The Review Cursor moves back to the second line.
Eagle swoops down, catching lunch.
3. Press NVDA plus up arrow on a laptop that's NVDA plus L to read the current line.
Daisies bask in sun.
NVDA reads the third line, as that is where the caret is still. 4. Press numpad plus 8 on a laptop that's NVDA plus shift plus full stop to read the line the Review Cursor is on. It is still on the second line.
Eagle swoops down, catching lunch.
5. Press numpad plus 7 on a laptop that's NVDA plus up arrow. The Review Cursor moves to the first line.
Meadow all quiet.
6. Press numpad plus 9 on a laptop that's NVDA plus down arrow to move the Review Cursor back to the third line.
Eagle swoops down, catching lunch. Daisies bask in sun.
7. Press up arrow twice to move the caret to the first line.
Eagle swoops down, catching lunch. Meadow all quiet.
8. Press numpad plus 8 on a laptop that's NVDA plus shift plus full stop to read the line the Review Cursor is on.
Meadow all quiet.
The Review Cursor should still be on the first line. 9. Save the file as Meadow and leave it open to return to next activity. 11.2. Moving by word. As well as moving by line, the review cursor can move by word. Press numpad plus 4 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus left arrow to move the review cursor to the start of the previous word. Press numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus full stop to read the current word at the review cursor. Press numpad plus 6 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus right arrow to move to the start of the next word. Press NVDA plus F to read the formatting of the current text. NVDA plus F gives information about the text at the review cursor rather than the caret. If using a braille display, it is possible to tether the display to the caret or the review cursor. Tethering braille to the review cursor enables us to follow what NVDA reads aloud. Press NVDA plus control plus T to toggle the braille display tether. Tethering braille to the focus, the text caret, is the default. Let's move the review cursor by word now. Activity: moving the review cursor by word. 1. Make sure the Meadow document from last activity is still open in WordPad. Press Ctrl plus Home to jump to the start of the document.
Meadow.rtf WordPad. Meadow all quiet.
2. Press down arrow to go to the start of the second line. If using a braille display, toggle tethering to the review cursor with NVDA plus Ctrl plus T.
Eagle swoop, sound catching lunch.
3. Press Shift plus End to select the line and Ctrl plus B to make the text bold.
Eagle swoop, sound catching lunch selected.
4. Press Ctrl plus End to move the caret to the end of the document.
Daisy's basking sun selection removed.
5. Press numpad plus 7 on a laptop that's NVDA plus up arrow to move the review cursor to the start of the previous line. If using a braille display, note that it is reading the review cursor text now.
Eagle swoop, sound catching lunch.
6. Press numpad plus 6 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus right arrow to move the review cursor right one word.
Eagle swoop, sound catching lunch.
7. Press NVDA plus F to read the formatting and note that the current text at the review cursor is bold.
Space calibre 11.0 PT default colour on default colour bold align left.
8. Press NVDA plus up arrow on a laptop that's NVDA plus L to confirm the focus is still on the third line. This line is not bold.
Daisy's basking sun.
9. Save the Meadow document and close WordPad. 11.3. Moving by character and spelling. As well as moving by word and line, the review cursor can also move by character. Press numpad plus 1 on a laptop that's NVDA plus left arrow to read by character with the review cursor. Press numpad plus 2 on a laptop that's NVDA plus full stop to read the current character. Press numpad plus 3 on a laptop that's NVDA plus right arrow to read the next character with the review cursor. In desktop layout, the 3x3 grid on the number pad may help to remember the review cursor commands. Top to bottom, the commands are for moving or reading by line, word, and character with the review cursor. Left to right, the commands are for previous, current, and next. In laptop layout, the review cursor keystrokes are like those for moving the caret. The review cursor navigation commands have the addition of the NVDA modifier key. Moving the review cursor by character is one way to read the spelling of text. Another way to spell the current word is to press numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus full stop twice quickly. NVDA plus numpad 8 on a laptop that's NVDA plus shift plus full stop twice to spell the current line. Press either command 3 times to spell using character descriptions. Let's write a letter and use the review cursor to spell some text now. Activity: moving by character and spelling. 1. Open WordPad and type the following lines. Dear Mr. Kent, offence was not meant. We spelt your name badly, now we all feel sadly. Forgive us please now, Mr. Brown. 2. Press Ctrl plus Home to move to the first line.
Dear Mr. Kent.
3. Move the review cursor to the last line of the text. If using a braille display, note whether it is tethered to the focus or the review cursor. Press NVDA plus Ctrl plus T to change the tether.
Offence was not meant. We spelt your name badly. Now we all feel sadly. Forgive us please now, Mr. Brown.
4. Press numpad plus 6 on a laptop that's NVDA plus Ctrl plus right arrow to move the focus to the word now.
Forgive us please now.
5. Press numpad plus 3 on a laptop that's NVDA plus right arrow until the review cursor is at the W in the word brown.
O, W, space, M, R, space, B, R, O, W.
6. Press numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus full stop twice quickly to spell the current word at the review cursor.
B, R, O, W, N.
7. Press numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus full stop three times quickly to spell the current word at the review cursor with character descriptions.
Bravo, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, November.
8. Press NVDA plus up arrow on a laptop that's NVDA plus L twice quickly to spell the line where the caret is. Check the spelling of the name.
D-E-A-R space M-R space K-E-N-T comma.
9. Save the document as names and leave it open for next activity. 11.4. Tethering the review cursor. Reading formatting with NVDA plus F follows the review cursor rather than the caret. Spelling the current word with NVDA plus numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus control plus full stop also follows the review cursor. Often spelling or formatting are checked in regular reading without considering what they follow. The review cursor follows the focus by default but can be set to move independently of the caret. Press NVDA plus 6 to toggle whether the review cursor follows the focus. NVDA will announce caret moves review cursor off or caret moves review cursor on. Let's tether the review cursor. Activity: tethering the review cursor. 1. Make sure the names document is open in WordPad from the previous activity.
Names.rtf WordPad.
2. Press NVDA plus 6 to turn caret moves review cursor off.
Caret moves review cursor off.
3. Press Ctrl plus End to move the caret and review cursor to the end of the document. Press Ctrl plus left arrow to move back to the start of the word brown.
Forgive us please now, Mr. Brown. Dot. Brown.
4. Press Ctrl plus Delete to remove the word brown. 5. Move the review cursor up to the first line and across to the name Kent.
Top, dear Mr. Kent, Mr. Kent.
6. Press numpad plus 5 on a laptop that's NVDA plus Ctrl plus full stop twice quickly to spell the name.
K-E-N-T.
7. The caret is still at the end of the document where the old name was deleted. Type the new name as spelt in the previous step. 8. Press numpad plus 8 on a laptop that's NVDA plus shift plus full stop to read the current review cursor line. Note that the review cursor is still on the first line, even though typing in the previous step moved the caret.
Dear Mr. Kent.
9. Tether the review cursor to the caret again. Finally, save the document and close WordPad.
Caret moves review cursor on.
11.5. Other navigation commands. There are several other keystrokes to control the location of the review cursor. The review cursor may seem redundant in WordPad as there are simpler commands available. The real power of the review cursor will be more evident in the next section on object navigation. The review cursor and object navigation together can access text which regular navigation cannot. The last commands to move the review cursor are Shift plus Numpad 7 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Control plus Home, to move to the top line. Shift plus Numpad 9 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Control plus End, to move to the bottom line. Shift plus Numpad 1 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Home, to move to the start of the current line. Shift plus Numpad 3 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus End, to move to the end of the current line. Numpad plus on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Shift plus A, to read from the current point onwards. Let's practice some more review cursor navigation. Activity: Other review cursor navigation. 1. Open WordPad with a new blank document.
Start menu, search box, edit, search programs and files, blank. Items view list, programs grouping expanded, WordPad. Tab document, WordPad, rich text window, edit multi-line, blank.
2. Type the following lines of text. This line has 5 words. This line has 4. Gliders and birds, all love to soar. 3. Press Shift plus Numpad 7 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Control plus Home, to move to the top line.
Top, this line has 5 words.
4. Press Shift plus Numpad 3 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus End, to move to the end of the current line.
Right, carriage return.
5. Press Numpad plus 4 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Control plus left arrow, to move back 1 word.
Comma. Words.
6. Press Numpad plus 5 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Control plus full stop, twice to spell the current word.
W-O-R-D-S.
7. Press Shift plus Numpad 1 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Home, to move to the start of the current line.
Left D.
8. Press Numpad plus on a laptop, that's NVDA plus Shift plus A, to read from the current point onwards.
This line has 5 words. This line has 4. Gliders and birds, all love to soar.
9. Save the document as SOAR and leave it open to return to next activity.
Save as dialog document, library file name, save as type, file name, compt. SOAR.rtf WordPad, rich text window, edit multi-line, all love to SOAR.
11.6. Copying text. Copying text from the current review cursor position is possible. Press NVDA plus F9 to mark the start of the text to copy. Next, use the review cursor navigation keys to move to the end of the text to copy. Press NVDA plus F10 to finish and select the text. Press NVDA plus F10 a second time quickly to copy the text to the clipboard. Note that the selection includes the character to the right of the review cursor. Activity: Copying text with the review cursor. 1. Make sure the SOAR document is open from the previous activity.
SOAR.rtf WordPad.
2. Use the review cursor to move to the start of the third line, gliders and birds.
Gliders and birds.
3. Press NVDA plus F9 to start marking text.
Start marked.
4. Press Shift plus Numpad 3 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus End, to move to the end of the current line.
Right, carriage return.
5. Press Numpad plus 1 on a laptop, that's NVDA plus left arrow, to unselect the last character.
Comma.
6. Press NVDA plus F10 twice quickly to finish selecting text and copy the text to the clipboard.
Review selection copied to clipboard.
7. Move the caret to the first line and select the text 5 words.
This line has 5 words. La has 5. 5 words selected.
8. Press Ctrl plus V to paste the copied text. The first line now reads, this line has gliders and birds.
Selection removed. This line has gliders and birds.
9. Close the document without saving. 11.7. Review cursor review. This section, cover it using the review cursor. There are quite a lot of keystrokes in this section. Not all the keystrokes were used in the activities, so feel free to come back and review this section again. Some of the key concepts included using the review cursor to navigate around a document, obtaining formatting and spelling information, copying from the review cursor, tethering Braille display to review. Activity: Review Cursor Review. 1. Open WordPad and type the following lines of text. Some of my favourite animals: 2 cats, Meg and Mog, 4 birds and a dog, plus a sheep is a total of. 2. Move the review cursor to the top line. 3. Read through the text using the review cursor to work out how many animals there are. 4. Check the location of the carrot. Note that it has not moved since step 1. Then write the number of animals there are. 5. Move the review cursor to just after the word sum on the first line and mark to start copying text. 6. Move the review cursor to select the text of my favourite animals. Include the space before of, but avoid selecting the colon. 7. Press the keystroke to select and then copy the text to the clipboard. Move to the end of the document and paste the copied text. 8. Read through the document. The last line should now read, plus a sheep is a total of 8 of my favourite animals. 9. Close WordPad without saving.